KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school sports around the area last night, it was golf seeing Griswold defeat AHST in both boys and girls action. Griswold beat AHST 186 to 205 in the boys meet. Morgan Kimpson of Griswold with a 44 was the low medalist, and the runner-up was James Reynolds of Griswold with a 45. On the girls' side, it was Griswold topping AHST 235 to 242 with Cassidy Legg of Griswold the medalist, shooting a 50, and runner-up was Nicole Tarks of AHST, shooting a 52. Also last night in high school girls track, the Johnson Cyclone Relays in Harlan saw Harlan win that meet with a 170-point total. Trainer with a 146 total was second. Dennison was third with a 69. Tri-Center with 55 was fourth. Kemper Catholic, Riverside, Harlan Junior Varsity, Trainer JV, and AHST round out the rest of the field. Among the individual highlights, Shaley Rath of Trainer won the 100 and 400-meter hurdles, both of the hurdle events, and the high jump as well. Michaela Evers won the long jump in the 100 meters for Harlan. Trainers Caitlin Killinger won the 1,500 and the 3,000 meters. Also in the relays, Harlan won the sprint medley, shuttle hurdle, distance medley, and the 4x200, while trainers' teams won both the 4x400 and the 4x800-meter relays last night. Well, the Drake Relays begin this week with the best field in recent memory. The annual Iowa meet and new sponsor Hy-Vee, a grocery store chain, came up with the idea of staging as many rematches of the 2012 Olympic Games as possible to better compete with the more prestigious Penn Relays. Now, the lure of a $50,000 purse for elite invitational races and $25,000 for special field events has drawn 19 medalists from the London Olympics to Des Moines, including the gold, silver, and bronze medalists from the 110-meter hurdles. The 104th Drake Relays crowns its first winners today and concludes Sunday. It's Friday and Saturday that are stacked with a whole bunch of events featuring all of those Olympians. Not a whole lot of high school events going on today at the Drake Relays. At 3 this afternoon, the girls' discus finals will be held. Kaylee Blake of IKM Manning will be among the participants. Also at 3 this afternoon, the boys' high jump finals will be held. Tony Dawson of Harlan will be in the mix. In the 3:30 time slot, the boys' shot put finals will be held. Ricky Williams of Riverside, Andrew Overton of Denison, and Jacob Barrett of Lewis Central will all be throwing in the shot finals today. Also in the girls' 3,000-meter final, which gets underway at 4:10 this afternoon, Rebecca Topham of Griswold will be one of the favorites in that race. Also, the girls' long jump finals at 3:30, and the boys' 3,200-meter finals set for 4:25 this afternoon round out the high school events on the slate for today at the relays. Well, the NFL draft kicks off tonight at Radio City Music Hall in New York City with the Kansas City Chiefs holding the number one pick for the first time in franchise history. The Chiefs are expected to select an offensive tackle, most likely Texas A&M's Luke Jokel, something that's only happened twice since the AFL-NFL merger in 1970. Indeed, this year's draft is heavy on size and light on glamour. There are a half dozen offensive linemen and just as many defensive linemen who could go in the top 15 picks this season. Meanwhile, more glamorous positions, such as quarterback, are pretty weak, and West Virginia's Geno Smith might be the only QB that's taken in the first round. The Chiefs will be officially on the clock starting at 7 o'clock Central Time tonight when the draft gets underway. Well, the NFL is increasing security for the draft. The league says everyone that enters Radio City Music Hall will be subject to screening measures, including metal detectors, pat-downs, and searches of personal property. And that includes league officials, players, and their families. The draft begins tonight and has sessions Friday and Saturday as well. The additional security comes after the Boston Marathon bombings raised concerns among those on organizing other sporting activities. The NFL also will hold a moment of silence at the start of the draft tonight for the victims of the Boston Marathon attacks and the Texas fertilizer plant explosion. Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league would recognize those two tragedies that took place just last week. Well, the first championship game in the college football playoff will be held at Cowboys Stadium in January of 2015. The final three sites for the semifinal rotation will be Cowboys Stadium, home of the Cotton Bowl, the Chick-fil-A Bowl in Atlanta, and the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. The Rose, Orange, and Sugar Bowls are already part of the six-bowl semifinal rotation. The Rose and Sugar will host the first semifinals on January 1st of 2015. The championship game will be played on January 12th of 2015. Well, Iowa's quarterback race is still too close to call as the Hawkeyes prepare to close out their spring drills with a scrimmage on Saturday. Jake Rudock, Cody Sokol, and C.J. Beathard are all vying to replace James Vandenberg under center. Those quarterbacks have been rotating every two snaps in practice this spring.
In Saturday's work, we did that during our individual time.
Then when we went and scrimmaged, we let the quarterback own his drive. So if he started a drive and it was three and out, then the next quarterback played the next series. If quarterback went 8, 9, 10 plays, and he got to own his drive. And that is probably the way we'll do it this Saturday.
That's Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis, who doubts that a starter will be named at the end of this spring. He says there are some things, though, that will allow one of the quarterbacks to emerge as the starter.
You know, we want guys that can make plays off schedule. When things break down, you know, who can extend a play, who can make a play that's not exactly the way you draw it up. We want guys that will take care of the football. You know, that'll be part of the evaluation. We want guys that make big plays. So there's a whole litany of things, you know, that they are aware of that we're trying to evaluate.
Well, Davis says it is possible that more than one quarterback will need to play when the 2013 season begins to help make a decision.
Because some things you can't evaluate in practice because they're not going to get hit. So I just said extending plays is a part of it, and the first time the pocket breaks down, we blow them dead. Which you have to do. But maybe they would have got out of that situation, and maybe that would have became a first down and you stay on the field. You know, some of those things you can't determine until you're playing live football. And so hopefully we will. Hopefully by, mid part of camp in August, we'll be able to make a decision. But if not, we'll see where it goes.
Davis says Saturday will be more like a game than a practice. It'll be four quarters of offense versus defense. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Yadier Molina hit a two-run single off of Steven Strasburg during a St. Louis Cardinals three-run first inning as the Cards beat the Nationals 4-2 Wednesday, completing a sweep and giving Washington's all-star ace the only four-start losing streak of his young career. Jaime Garcia allowed a run on Bryce Harper's sixth-inning groundout, but otherwise added to the offensive struggles of the Nationals, who have lost six straight home games and nine of their last 12 overall to fall to 10-11. Washington produced only four runs in the three-game set, which was a rematch of the 2012 NL Division Series won by St. Louis. Needing to be nearly perfect, given Washington's lack of offense, Strasburg struggled through a 26-pitch, 12-minute first inning. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Cincinnati over Chicago 1-0. Colorado topped Atlanta in 12 innings, 6-5. Arizona beat San Francisco in 10, 3-2. Pittsburgh 5-3 over Philadelphia. The Mets beat the Dodgers in 10 innings, 7-3. San Diego 2-1 over Milwaukee. In the American League, Jose Valverde returned to Detroit with a save, and Victor Martinez drove in a pair of runs, helping the Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals 7-5 last night. Max Scherzer got the win, allowing five runs in five innings, with three Tigers relievers finishing the game. Valverde, called up earlier in the day, returned to the Tigers with a perfect ninth inning. Valverde lost the closing role during the postseason and wasn't offered a contract, but he signed a minor league deal earlier this month and returned to Detroit after a short minor league stint. Wade Davis took the loss, giving up seven runs, three earned in 3 2/3 innings. Davis allowed eight hits and four walks while only getting 11 outs before leaving. Elsewhere in the AL, Toronto beat Baltimore in 11 innings, 6-5. White Sox over Cleveland, 3-2. It was Houston, 10-3 over Seattle. Boston topping Oakland, 6-5. Tampa Bay beat New York, 3-0. And Texas, 11-3 over the LA Angels. The Iowa Cubs and the Omaha Storm Chasers both had yesterday off. They'll be in action today in Omaha at Werner Park as the Storm Chasers host the I-Cubs in a game tonight. Well, they squandered a 15-point lead late, and it was probably closer than Oklahoma City coach Scott Brooks would have preferred, but the Thunder nonetheless own a 2-0 series lead over Houston following their 105-102 victory over the Rockets last night. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook each scored 29 points. Game 3 is Saturday night in Houston. Paul George followed his triple-double, scoring a playoff career-high 27 points to help lead Indiana past Atlanta 113-98 last night. The Pacers now lead that series 2-0. As they head to Atlanta. The final game of the night had San Antonio beating the LA Lakers 102-91. Tony Parker poured in 24 of his game-high 28 points in the second half as the Spurs take a 2-0 series lead into Game 3 in LA on Friday. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Tampa Bay beating Toronto 5-2. Detroit, a 3-1 winner over Los Angeles. Chicago beat Edmonton 4-1, and Phoenix over San Jose by a 2-1 final. And in racing news, 3 grams underweight proves pricey for Joe Gibbs Racing. NASCAR is coming down hard on the team, stripping driver Matt Kenseth of everything but the trophy from his victory at Kansas after his engine failed a post-race inspection. NASCAR says one of eight connecting rods did not meet the minimum weight requirement. Toyota Racing Development says the rod came in 3 grams underweight. Kenseth has been docked 50 drivers' points, lost his pole points from the race, and has dropped from 8th to 14th in the standings. His crew chief, Jason Ratcliffe, has been fined $200,000, suspended for 6 races, and put on probation for the rest of the year. Team owner Joe Gibbs loses his licenses for the next 6 races and has also lost 50 owners' points. The team says they will appeal that decision. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.